And now taking a look at sports this morning here on KJAN, and we'll start things off with a few high school football scores for you from last night. Just to give you a few of those because we have our complete high school football scoreboard show coming up here at the end of this hour with Brett Johnson. And in Class 3A District 1, Atlantic picking up a win last night on the road over Perry. Game you heard here on KJAN. The Trojans started a little bit slow, but once they got going, they played well. 41-6, the final there as Atlantic gets the win in district play. Creston, a 14-0 winner over Glenwood. Also, Harlan defeated Lewis Central 35-10, and Newton defeated ADM in non-district action 17-13. Also, some other scores for you in Class 2A District 8, it was Kemper Catholic over Autobot Arthur 44-2. St. Albert beat Red Oak 62-13. Class 1A District 2, IKM Manning over Maple Valley Anthon Odo 42-0. In Class 1A District 8, play Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 61-6. Nottoway Valley, a double overtime win over Trainer 36-35. And Panorama topped West Central Valley 46-0. In Class A play, it was Guthrie Center picking up their first win of the year, 28-14 over Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Woodward Academy defeated Audubon 29-22. In Class A play in District 8, it was AHST over East Mills 24-10. Grizzled topped Riverside 47-7. Logan Magnolia 48-0 over Underwood, and Westwood defeated West Monona 20-14. In 8-man play, it was Murray, top-ranked team in the state, 87-44 over Co-Onesco. Also in 8-man play, Glidden-Ralston beat up on Coon Rapids Bayard 76-22. Exaure EHK all over Villisca 72-18. In 8-man District 8 play, Cam defeated Stanton 60-16. Lennox over Corning 34-20. Sydney defeated Essex 65-24. And Fremont Mills 68-6 over Nishnabotna. Those are just a few of the high school football scores for you from last night. Our complete KJN football scoreboard show coming up here at 7:40 with Brett Johnson on the way. So stay tuned for that. Moving on here to sporting news for you from Major League Baseball. And just like last year, the Braves lost out on a spot in the NL Division Series to the St. Louis Cardinals. Only this time, Atlanta was knocked out with the help of what will be remembered as one of the most disputed infield fly calls in baseball history. Trailing by 3 runs, the Braves would have had bases loaded with 1 out in the 8th inning. Instead, they had runners on 2nd and 3rd with 2 outs, didn't score again, and lost 6-3 Friday night in baseball's first one-and-done wildcard playoff game. Just like that, the focus shifted from Chipper Jones's impending retirement and the end of Chris Medlin's winning streak to a call that led to a 19-minute delay caused by enraged fans throwing debris and a protest by Braves manager Freddie Gonzalez. Adrelton Simmons' fly ball into shallow left field fell between shortstop Pete Cosma and left fielder Matt Holliday, sparking the furor. Just before the ball dropped, left field umpire Sam Holbrook raised his arm to signal an infield fly, meaning Simmons was out. The call was later than is usual on an infield fly, a rule designed to prevent fielders from deliberately letting balls fall in attempts for a double play. This ball landed at least 50 feet beyond the infield. Gonzalez ran onto the field and argued the call with Holbrook and other members of the umpire crew. Last year, the Braves led St. Louis by 10.5 games in the wild card race before play on August 26, and still were up by 8.5 games on the morning of September 6. Atlanta went 9-18 in September and ended with a 5-game losing streak, and finished a game behind the Cardinals last year, who went on to win the World Series. This year, with a second wild card added, the Braves went 94-68 and the Cardinals 88-74, so they won that division, or won the battle there for the top wild card spot, and that set up the wild card matchup, though, in the expanded postseason. Atlanta then ended up playing one of their worst games of the year last night, blowing a 2-run lead, making 3 errors that led to 4 unearned runs, and going 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. The Braves had the fewest errors in the NL during the regular season, but it was not to be last night. One of those errors was by Jones, whose bad throw on a potential double play grounder helped allow the Cardinals to score 3 runs in the 3rd and go ahead for good. Second baseman Dan Uglin and shortstop Adrelton Simmons also made throwing errors in the 7th, helping the Cardinals add 2 more runs. As Cardinals pick up that controversial victory, it was under protest, but Major League Baseball came out just a couple hours after the game and announced that game result was upheld, so the Cardinals move on. They'll play in the NLDS and take on the team with the best record in baseball in the Washington Nationals, and that will be starting on Sunday. We won't have that Sunday contest for you, though, because we have Kansas City Chiefs football on the air for you as they take on the Baltimore Ravens, but we'll have the Cardinals game 2 of that series for you on Monday afternoon. Other sporting news, it will be the Baltimore Orioles against the New York Yankees in the ALDS after the Birds down the Rangers 5-1 in Texas. Joe Saunders combined with three relievers on an eight-hitter to help the Orioles win their first playoff game since 1997. And that completes a big collapse by the Rangers, who had a five-game lead down the stretch in the division, ended up losing the division on the last day of the year to the Oakland Athletics, and then now went on to lose that one-card wild card. So both road teams pick up the victories in that one-game wild cards and move on to the divisional series. The NHL and the Players Association have quietly resumed collective bargaining talks and expect to be in contact again in the upcoming days. The sides hadn't been expected to get together before Tuesday in New York, where the sides had met four times in 5 days to discuss issues other than the core economics. One game in college football last night in major conference action as freshman quarterback Taysom Hill passed for 235 yards and a touchdown, and Brigham Young's defense did the rest in a 6-3 victory over in-state rival Utah State last night. The Aggies had a chance to tie the game with 7:47 left, but Josh Thompson pulled a 38-yard field goal attempt wide left. College football today, the Iowa State Cyclones go on the road to Fort Worth to take on TCU. TCU coach Gary Patterson was planning to use backup quarterback Trevone Boykin as a tailback when the 15th-ranked Horned Frogs play Iowa State. But Boykin will be in the backfield Saturday, but instead as the starting quarterback, with Casey Pawhall suspended indefinitely. Pawhall was arrested on early Thursday on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. The Frogs were looking to add Boykin as a tailback option since they've already lost their leading rusher to a season-ending knee injury, and current starter Matthew Tucker is dealing with an ankle injury. TCU, which has won 12 games in a row, is playing its first Big 12 home game. Boykin is in 9 of 10 passing for 74 yards and a touchdown, and has run 12 times for 122 yards and a score, and is expected to be a much more of a running threat today against the Cyclones. That's a 2:30 kickoff this afternoon for that one in Fort Worth. The powerhouse SEC is giving college football fans something to dream about, a pair of top 10 matchups here on today's schedule. Third-ranked LSU has an afternoon road game in the Swamp against number 10 Florida, and number 6 South Carolina will host fifth-ranked Georgia under the lights in Columbia. All those four teams are undefeated. And taking a look here at the top 25 college football schedule for you here today, number 2 Oregon will host number 23 Washington in the late game tonight. Also number 3 Florida State is at NC State. Number 4 LSU at number 10 Florida, as we mentioned there. Number 7 Kansas State is home to take on Kansas in the Sunflower State Showdown. Also number 8 West Virginia is at number 11 Texas tonight. Number 9 Notre Dame will take on Miami in Chicago here this evening. Also number 12 Ohio State is hosting number 21 Nebraska. Number 14 Oregon State will host Washington State. Number 15 Clemson is home to take on Georgia Tech. Number 17 Oklahoma is at Texas Tech. Number 18 Stanford will host Arizona. Number 20 Mississippi State is at Kentucky. Number 22 Rutgers will be home to take on UConn. Number 24 Northwestern is on the road to Happy Valley to take on Penn State. And number 25 UCLA is on the road at Cal. And in other sporting news, NASCAR's second-tier series will not be returning to Montreal next season. Today's announcement ends the nationwide series six-year run at the circuit Ville-Nouveau. And the NASCAR says it couldn't work out a sanctioning agreement with the promotional group. Top seeds Victoria Azarenka and Novak Djokovic have straight setted their way into the quarterfinals of the China Open. Second seed Maria Sharapova was also a winner on Friday in Beijing. And Terry Francona is in Cleveland and talking to the Indians about their managerial vacancy. Francona worked as a TV analyst the past season after he was let go by the Red Sox in favor of Bobby Valentine, who was then fired yesterday after one season in Boston. That's a look at some of the latest sports for you here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.